Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 1080, the hottest spot north of Milwaukee. At the club, Club 1080, Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club. They fell in love.
All right, let's talk about a Mississippi television news anchor by the name of Barb.
All right, at least it's not coming from Boston.
Yeah, and I wonder if where this occurred matters at all when I lay this out for you.
Like, I have not heard this.
She's in Mississippi.
Okay.
She is white, and she is an old. She's been on the air for 20 years. If you Google her...
And her name is Barb.
Her name's Barbie Bassett. She looks like an old Grandma Karen. I mean, I guess that shouldn't matter too much, but it's important.
I see her. She's got a nice aggressive Karen haircut.
All right.
What is with it with ladies, like older ladies in that like haircut that's like it got cut by a computer? Like, what is that power do?
I don't know, but she's got one.
Yeah, she
so
does.
If you Google Barbie Bassett, you will see her and... You know, she is on the air in Mississippi, which is a largely...
Not anymore.
Or was.
Black state.
Was.
Yeah, so she has not been on the air since March 8th. They were talking on there. Apparently, she's like their meteorologist, but also an anchor.
Yeah.
And they were on there talking about Snoop Dogg and his wine line.
Oh, boy. I already know. I got an
so
idea.
Here is
I got
what,
an idea where this is going.
Here is what it sounded like.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
Before we know it, she'd have a Snoop Dogg tattoo on her shoulder.
A shizzle, my nizzle.
I'm telling you. Julie, what do you think about that?
Huh,
she says.
Well, get this.
Okay.
That's what she...
That's it?
That's what she got canned for?
Do I need to play it again?
Well, really? She got canned for that?
Well, she has not been on the air. They have not said she's been fired, but she has been pulled.
Pulled. Interesting.
It's pretty polarizing.
I was waiting for something way worse than that.
Well, I think a lot of people feel that way. Some people feel that way. Other people think it's ridiculous that she didn't know. Okay, so let's play it one more time. You pick out what went wrong here.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
Before we know it, she'd have a Snoop Dogg tattoo on her shoulder.
A shizzle, my nizzle.
I'm telling you. Julie, what do you think about that?
Huh,
she says.
Well, get this.
Woo!
Okay, well, I...
Zany TV anchors.
No, I'm not going to say it because I'm not going to get Barbie.
No, don't say it.
I'm not going to say it, but we all know that that means for sure my...
My N.
Right? That's Snoop says that all the time.
Correct.
And he says it on broadcast TV. Like, it's just, it's one of his go-to sayings.
It's slang for the N-word. So
but
faux
it's
shizzle my N.
But it's not the N-word.
And she said that on the air.
I feel like I've heard plenty of people say the for shizzle, you know, my other thing.
Well, now I'm... Me too. And believe me, I've said that.
Yeah,
I know what it means.
If you would have told me before this, what is Snoop Dogg's, like, what is one of his famous sayings, I would have had zero problem going on the air and saying that.
Right.
I wouldn't have thought twice about it.
Now we're second guessing.
Yeah.
Can we say that?
Apparently not. But she shouldn't have been fired for that.
I keep coming back to is, would Snoop Dogg himself have liked it? I think he would have thought that was cool.
Yes.
Like, I think he would have been like, hell yeah, Barbie, you could say that. Like, that's my phrase. She's doing my thing.
I feel like Martha Stewart has said that. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Like, they're all hanging out. I feel like, I honestly feel like there was a commercial or something where Martha Stewart said that.
Don't you think you have to know what that means, too? And there's no way Barb knew what that
meant. No, Barb just
just heard it.
She's heard it from Snoop. She does not know that that is a reference to that.
No.
And it's not. That's like saying I could get fired for saying, well, F that. Because we know that when I'm saying F that, I mean, you know, the F word, but I didn't say it.
Well, can I add some context for you?
Yeah.
Okay, so Barbie has been reprimanded before.
Okay. Does Barbie have a problematic past? Is that where we're going here?
No. I mean, okay, so here was the first time Barbie caused controversy with a comment. Barb referred to a black reporter's grandmammy on the air. And she apologized. She came back on the air and apologized to that reporter.
She called it a grandmammy?
Well, her, yes. Her.
That?
Not
is,
it.
Well, that's offensive, too?
I mean, it's...
Why is that offensive?
Well, I mean, I'm not the right guy to ask, but...
I'm not either, but...
It's like just...
I'm confused.
It's sort of Paula Deen type...
Yeah,
language,
I mean,
you know,
but
a little outdated.
Boy, again, if you would, if I'm referring, like, I don't know what you call there.
Boy, there's so many landmines on this.
I know. I'm like, believe me, I'm tiptoeing the S around this thing. Oh, I can't say that because then I said the S word. Like, what did you call your grandma? Ours was Mormor.
Let's see. Which grandma?
Well, I don't know. Like, doesn't everyone have a nana or a? Whatever, I don't know. Like, Swedish, in Swedish, Mormor is mother's mother, so ours was Mormor. Isn't grandpappy and grandmammy, isn't that just... Is that,
grandmammy,
I thought that was just a southern thing. Am I wrong? Am I going to get fired now for saying grandmammy?
I don't think you're right. How about that?
Huh. Well, I mean... I don't know. Man, this whole thing is...
By the way, the text line is telling us that Snoop Dogg himself has weighed in and says he's totally fine with it.
Oh, really?
He says it all the
time.
So
she'll probably be back on the air. Like
and
I said.
To your point, Sook, Martha Stewart said it on TV with Snoop Dogg and nobody cared.
I swear, in my mind, I'm like, I have heard Martha Stewart say that, like, in a commercial.
So I do feel like the grandmammy thing comes from slave... It was. I think it was a slave term.
God, can we?
And I wouldn't have known that, but
I wouldn't have either. But can we all just take the Cobb out for one GD minute?
Well, I mean,
and I know as a white guy
offended.
That
exactly.
looks like I'm an insurrectionist, that I'm not the right guy. But this is ridiculous. And someone is correctly pointing this out that there was an article, and I did see this bouncing around. I saw it on MSN where someone is trying to claim, that. That if you're a white person and you use a meme that has a black person in it,
like then, Sweet Brown,
then you're
it's called digital blackface.
Oh my god! Like, there is real racism out in the world and there's real problems and it should be addressed. But my god, have we got to stop with this? Because then all that does is make all the jackasses point and say, "See, there's no such thing. It's too woke." And you know, oh, there's no such thing as racism. Yes, there is, and this isn't it. I'm all for those Boston idiots saying that the black guys were going to steal the dude's car. Yes, that jackass, fire his ass. This?
Well, he didn't get fired.
Well, but he got suspended. You can't
get. He missed a day.
You can't get fired in Boston. I think secretly they were high-fiving him, being like, oh, it's hilarious.
I have a follow-up on the, we'll get back to this here, because this one is an interesting one in my opinion. But I have a follow-up on the other racist Boston sports radio.
Yeah, because there's so many of them.
Well, the last one was, what was it?
It's the Mina Kimes, right?
Yeah, yes. What were they?
They were...
Nip.
Yes.
He called Mina Kimes a nip.
Well, he said she's one of my favorite nips.
Which is awful. Even saying that makes me cringe.
Yes.
That is a derogatory term for Japanese.
Yes.
I did some more digging into that.
I don't
whole
even
thing.
Think she's Japanese, by the
she
way.
She is Korean.
No, she's Korean.
Yeah.
Do you know what they were talking about nips, and when they said, let's rank your top nips,
yeah.
They were talking about little airplane bottles of booze. That's what they call those back there, apparently. Oh. They called them nips. So when the guy jumped on, so they were actually just having a conversation like you and I would have about airplane bottles or booze.
Which, by the way, they're now.
But they call them nips.
Alaska is now doing Buffalo Trace, and it's delightful.
They also have straightaway cocktails on there.
Oh,
they have
man.
Old fashioned, and you can get a margarita and an old fashioned on
can
Alaska
really?
Airlines right now.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely
tasty.
Yeah, I mean, just yeah, it's on the menu.
God, we're living in the future. It's wonderful.
Well, it's like, where has this been?
Yeah, where has this
I mean,
been my
Jesus.
Whole life?
Why could you? Vodka tonic or a crappy red wine? Like,
I don't know.
What?
Those are your two options.
Those are my options. Anyway.
So they were referring
so
to
they
drink.
Were referring to little airplane bottles, and that's when they said, oh, rate your top five nips, which is kind of a weird thing to rate.
Sure,
but okay.
Okay.
And then he says, Mina Kimes.
So he clearly was making
but
a...
But what he was trying... He says he was trying to say is Mila Kunis... And I think he was referring to perhaps her up top.
Oh,
yeah, the defense
here.
Is that he
That's
was trying
said.
To make
yeah.
a sexist joke, not
yes.
a
not
racial
a,
one.
Not a racist
joke. So I was trying to be a sexist pig, yes. and I just ended up being a racist a-hole instead. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, like those two donkeys, but I hate to do this because I feel just by looking at her, I'm not going to like Barb, but I feel bad for Barb. She does not deserve...
Well, again...
Anything.
She has not been,
no, fired. Been
fired,
and
she
shouldn't be.
She, there's nothing's been put out on her, but she has not been seen on the air since March 8th.
That is ridiculous.
Barbie Bassett.
That is ridiculous. And it takes away, when we do crap like this, it really does, you can only cry wolf so many times before a bunch of really racist dumbasses then get to scream from the mountaintops that everything that is actually racist isn't. Because that's what happens. Someone will actually do something extremely racist, and you'll get people who are like, oh, it's woke. Oh, it's not real. This is ridiculous. There's a bunch of sensitive woke people. No, you're being a racist, and you're just yelling about this.
Yeah, apparently.
I feel bad for Barb. Would you party with Barb,
you know,
by the way?
You know what's interesting?
I think I would.
I would not.
No?
No.
I bet you Barb likes to have a good time.
Somebody says mammy is a racist term spoken by whites from the blackface days.
Is it?
You know, I had a great, let's see, she'd be my great, yeah, my great grandma or great aunt. Her name was Mam. They called her Mammy.
Yeah?
And is yeah, that, white. She's white.
Mm.
So now, I've never known that
I
to
assume,
be.
I assume Mammy was just like a slang for mom. Like,
or like, yeah exactly.
Mammy,
like
mom.
Oh. But apparently it's got a slavery past. So, I don't know, man. I'm going to stop saying faux shizzle my just out of sheer precaution.
Slowly back away.
Because I have said that. And by the way, I took that one to the whitest person on earth, my wife.
Yeah.
She had no idea that that's what that meant.
Yeah.
She had no idea. I think most people, well, not most. I think a lot of people don't know what that faux shizzle my means.
Yeah.
For sure my, you know.
And
I don't think Barb knew either.
No. It is weird, though, like, if you've ever been in a car with someone and they're, like, you know, they're rapping, like, you listen to whatever, and the person starts, you know, singing, you're like, this is making me uncomfortable.
Yeah, we've done this
yeah, you gotta,
segment.
Yeah, it's...
White people can no longer even, we
no.
can't even sing
no.
rap lyrics,
no,
right?
It's,
is that
it's,
unacceptable?
It's very, I have been in a car when someone is doing that, and immediately I start, like, the shoulders start to, like, curl up a little bit, and I'm
ooh.
Like, he's... You got to learn to lay out of that part.
So wait, we also learned that we can no longer, as white people, we can no longer post memes of black
yes, apparently,
people.
Apparently that's black.
Digital
black
blackface.
Which is the dumbest thing. It's not the dumbest thing I've ever heard of, but it's high up there. So like, I can't post. Like, I love the little Derek Jeter kid tipping his cap, the respect one. I can't use that anymore. I can't use a Denzel meme anymore.
Or the dude who was tapping the side of his head, like, ah,
yeah.
I see.
Well, wait, how is this any different than using, because aren't we told that we can't use black hand emojis?
Yes.
For thumbs up? So how is this any different? Isn't it the same thing?
I guess it is a little bit of the same thing.
So why is that one understood that white people can't use that, but this one, I mean, it you know. Just trying to have some consistency here.
Good luck. Good luck having consistency. So now, from now on, I'm going to use nothing but black hand emojis.
No, don't do that.
And see how long it takes someone to yell at me for it.
My 73-year-old aunt does that.
Does she?
Yeah. And I know she has no idea, but she does.
It's a little weird.
And it's like, oh, man, should I tell her? Or, like, I don't know.
Like, Nana, knock it off! I don't have any grandparents left, and
I don't
look,
know.
I'm not going to lie. In today's world, it's probably for the best. I shudder to think what Newell K. Brown would think of today's society running around. Newell, who was raised in rural southern Utah in the turn of the century. Something tells me that Newell wouldn't be picking up what modern society was laying down.
The text line telling us that jabroni is not an okay term anymore. Have you heard that?
What?
I love thought jabroni just meant idiot.
This was news to me.
Jabroni was the
What's
Rock.
What's wrong with jabroni?
The Rock says
I'm
jabroni.
Find out.
And then Mac from It's Always Sunny says jabroni.
So should we say for shizzle my whizzle? For sure my whites? No? Is that bad?
I don't know.
Am I going
don't,
down a slippery...
I don't know what
for
anything
shizzle my
is.
Whizzle?
I don't know. It's all very scary.
Deal makes a good point. He says... wait, where'd his go? Oh, he says, unless you know the origin of the word, don't use it. In fact, don't talk.
That's probably
welcome to
best.
America.
Well, remember once on the
shut
air,
up
on the air once I called someone a mook and every like you were like what
I just did again. You can't say that.
It's a stupid or arrogant like an ignorant person.
Yeah, well, I don't like it.
Exactly. It sounds bad, right? Everyone's like, oh my god. I'm like, no, it's not racist. I promise. It's just you're just dumb. It's a dumbass. But it sounds like it should be something that we can't. It sounds like it's like an anti-immigrant thing. Like you would say to like an Italian from like the 1840s.
Some of them just land like really hard. Like it's like, ooh.
It's like the see you, next, what the see you next Tuesday. It just, it bites.
Yeah.
It
it's
bites.
Biting. That's
it's
right. Biting.
But it's fine.
All right.
It's fine.
Gwyneth Paltrow, her trial is the white. Let's get back to the whites.
Oh, there you go. This is very, very white.
A fight on a ski slope between rich people.
a doctor, right?
The whitest thing ever.
And Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes, a doctor and Gwyneth Paltrow fight on a ski slope. Who wins? That's next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, so I'm going to have to punt on Gwyneth Paltrow trial talk until tomorrow because I have gone down a rabbit hole of digital blackface.
Yeah.
With an explanation of it. And we need to talk about this.
Okay. Are we guilty?
We are guilty. Well, at least according to this. So, do you remember Sweet Brown?
I do remember Sweet Brown. She was the one that there was the fire at her place, and she got bronchitis.
I got bronchitis.
She was fantastic.
Well, we had her on.
Yes. We had her 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, she came on, and she was great.
Yeah.
She was talking about that whole viral video. It's like, ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah. She got a cold pop. And yeah, she was the lady that the news interviewed, and she was very bombastic. And you see this a lot, and you never know if someone's playing it up or if that's just who they are. But
she was just funny.
Yeah, the news always goes and finds the most interesting person at these sorts of things, and away you go.
This article I'm reading is using her as an example. That's digital blackface, in a sense. Mm-hmm. So let me read you something. This says, it's... basically 21st century minstrel shows.
Okay. And if you know what a minstrel show is, look them up. They were really problematic. Turn of the century, where, you know, white people would go on these traveling shows and do blackface and dress up and do very racist characters. Yeah.
Okay, so digital blackface is a practice where white people co-opt online expressions of black imagery, slang, catchphrases, or culture to convey comic relief or express emotion. Okay. These expressions are mainstays in Twitter feeds, TikTok videos, Instagram reels, and are among the most popular internet memes. Digital blackface involves white people play acting at being black, says Lauren Michelle Jackson, an author and cultural critic in an essay for Teen Vogue. She says
if it comes from Teen Vogue, that's all I need to know right there. That's the gospel truth.
She says the internet thrives on white people laughing at exaggerated displays of blackness, reflecting a tendency among some to see black people as walking hyperbole. If you're still not sure how to define digital blackface, she offered a guide. She says it includes displays of emotion stereotyped as excessive. So happy, so sassy, so ghetto, so loud. Our dial is on 10 all the time. Rarely are black characters afforded subtle traits or feelings.
But Sweet Brown isn't a character. Sweet Brown's a person. Like, we're just...
Well, I think that's her point, is that Sweet Brown's quote-unquote blackness was what everyone was laughing at. And that is racist. So that's what I'm gathering is digital blackface.
Wow,
And it is, according to internet, it is wrong. And Teen Vogue. It is wrong.
Well, I was fine until Teen Vogue said that it was wrong. And if Teen Vogue is going to tell me that I'm being racist, then apparently I'm racist.
So this says, Sweet Brown, so they highlight her in here. They say, this article's from CNN, it says, consider what happened to the woman known as Sweet Brown after she went viral. She hired an agent. She was on The View and Jimmy Kimmel Live and Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Clearly. I mean, her
top three shows she did.
Absolutely.
An auto-tuned version of her original video now has at least 22 million views. Sweet Brown did go public with accusations that she had been exploited, but it had little to do with her race. She sued Apple and an Oklahoma radio show over using her likeness without permission and producing a song sold on iTunes that sampled some of her catchphrases.
She's not claiming anyone's racist. She just wants credit.
So is she the victim of digital blackface, or did she benefit from the exposure?
Well, I honestly, again, as the whitest person on the planet, rightfully admitting
you were
that.
January 6th, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look at me. I'm open to the idea that I have no idea what I'm talking about, but God, this is why there's such a backlash to the progressive movement. And I fancy myself kind of a progressive person. You know, I'm here for all kinds of equality.
Well, this is a black woman saying this. Well, she says, if you find yourself always reaching for a black face to release your inner sass monster, maybe consider going the extra country mile and pick this nice little Taylor Swift GIF.
Or is it
GIF instead?
How is that any different than like Paula Deen, or like, I'm getting all fat and sassy? How is that any different? Or when we find the guy that loves Bigfoot, that rough talks someone. How is that any different than just finding someone that's kind of an oddball character and is kind of an interesting and has a difference?
Tim Peeler, is that who you're bringing up?
Yeah.
He's the white guy from North Carolina who thought he saw Bigfoot.
Yeah, he rough talked it.
And he's got some great drops in our system that...
Double rainbow guy? Like, how is that any different?
It's white trash racist.
It's just, it's at some point, right, enough's enough. It really is. And I'm just telling you, this is why, and I'm not saying it's right, but this is why there is a lot of backlash. And again, I go back to it. The problem is the backlash is coming from a lot of people that really are racist. And they're using this as an excuse why like anything they do is fine. And it really gets to hide their real racism. At some point, we gotta stop like concerning ourselves with trying to make everything like even Stevens. Like not everything in the world can be perfect. What did you say last week? It's a choice to be offended, right? It's an active choice. And at some point, we gotta let some stuff go. We gotta pick and choose. You gotta pick and choose your battles. And digital blackface, that's the battle we're choosing? No, thanks for coming. I'm good.
Well, we'll get to the Gwyneth Paltrow stuff. Well, maybe we can get it to it next. She's on trial.
It's one of
back
the,
to the whites.
It's one of the white. Like, this is the
whitest trial of all time.
Whitest.
Yeah, we'll get to it next. We got time. We got a seggy. Well, actually, we have two seggies. So yeah, we'll get to that next. Here's Buck.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So I don't know how many people knew this. I didn't until actually today when it hit the headlines. But Gwyneth Paltrow is embroiled in a vicious legal battle.
The whitest lawsuit in the history of whiteness.
I feel like the loser's going to have their privilege taken away.
Well, you ain't taking Gwyneth Paltrow's privilege, I can tell
no,
you that.
No, no, no.
Now, Dan Goop, Sanderson
Goop
on the other
will
hand,
not be stopped.
Well, I feel like we all...
Dr.
Dan Sanderson or whatever.
Terry Sanderson.
Terry Sanderson. So, I feel like we all... I mean, I like Gwyneth. I don't know. I don't know much about Gwyneth Paltrow. I think she's kind of an uppity...
She has a vagina candle, I know that.
Well, we've all smelled her minge.
Yes.
And so therefore, we feel like we know her.
Yeah, there's a bond there.
I don't even know if I can say that, but I just did. So she looks great. She looks... I mean, whatever she does at Goop works, because she looks like she hasn't aged at all.
Well, I think that...
She's in the courtroom.
I think that comes from having $100 million, by the way.
There's that.
Yeah, they age well.
So she's in... She took the stand today, and basically, if you don't know what's going on... They were skiing in Park City, Utah in 2016.
Yes.
And there was a collision. Terry Sanderson, who is a retired optometrist, is suing Paltrow, originally for $3 million. He is now only asking for $300,000.
Yes, it's come down significantly.
Countersued him for $1 million plus attorney fees. So he stands to lose quite a bit.
All over a crash from 2016?
Yeah, and so he claims... That he was just skiing along, minding his own business, and she came crashing into him and knocked him down and caused brain injuries. Yeah. And
he claims that it was a blood-curdling scream.
Yeah.
And he didn't even see it. He just heard it as she came flying down, and then he said that he felt fists into his back, fists and poles, and it was the most traumatic thing ever, because apparently all 90 pounds of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right.
Well, he was so old.
Well, at the time he was 60, so he's
76
now. So what was that? 7 years ago.
By the way,
9/11.
He looks pretty good.
Close to 9/11
for 76. He looks good.
That was a Rick Pitino joke, by the way. For those who didn't catch that, we know when 2001 was, and it wasn't 7 years ago. But what was I saying? Who are you?
What's your name? I said that he looked pretty good for his age.
The Terror Bear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My initial thought is, that's bull. She's tiny. Like, she didn't hurt you that bad. She may have come crashing into you, but that ain't gonna... I mean, come on, dude. No. So he's clearly he just trying to get her money, right?
Yes.
He knows she's rich. Well, she claims that she was skiing and he came up behind her, and she says that he grabbed her and she saw his skis move inside of hers.
Yes.
And then she felt something on her back, and she didn't know. She said she didn't know what was happening. She was trying to process everything that was happening. Is somebody like sexually assaulting me right now?
She said she heard a man groaning, and so she thought she was being sexually assaulted. Which,
and then they crashed, and then they fell together.
Yeah. Is that a thing, by the way?
Well,
can you sexually assault someone on a bunny slope? You
got a lot of
like a oops, I bumped into you, but I grabbed you at the same time. Kind of
there's
a thing.
There's a lot that goes into that.
A lot of puffy jacket to get there. A
lot of puffy jacket.
It seems like a lot of work to get handsy, you know?
Yeah. With mittens on.
Bundled up, paying a lift ticket, all that.
I would think if there is an activity that you could do that would keep you safe from sexual harassment, I would think skiing would be probably number one of all the main hobbies.
If you were, say that again, sorry.
Of all the hobbies that you can do, right? Golf, surfing, whatever you're into, you know, working out, whatever your hobby is, bicycling, I would assume that the safest that you could be from a sexual attack would be skiing. The shrinkage factor alone, it's like 4 degrees up there. Like, you got 19 layers of clothing. Again, you got the big mittens on.
Yeah. They can't even tell if you're hot.
There's a lot of people around you.
Your victims can make a fast escape.
You're traveling down the hill on fast skis. It just doesn't seem like a real opportunity for a creep.
Well,
like, if I was creeping, I would pick a much different activity. But that's just me.
So then they crashed together.
Yeah.
And she says she was so pissed that she did not check on him to see how he was doing.
Yes.
And she was with somebody else, and they skied off, and he claims she skied off, didn't even check on him, and she was pissed. She said, "What the F are you doing?" or something like that.
Yeah.
Yelled at him, and then left. So that's what they're fighting over.
And Sanderson's testimony, or the attorney, said that there was a GoPro helmet camera that may have documented the crash, but no footage made it into the evidence. So I don't
understand. Who had the GoPro?
It just said Sanderson's attorney said that there was a potential GoPro camera that had documented the crash, but somehow it didn't make it in. So I don't know how that...
Well, somebody's attorney got that out of there.
Yeah, someone's like, yeah, we're out of here.
Whoever's lying.
Well, you imagine sitting in on this trial and this...
I know, this is what we're wasting our money on.
Yes.
Like, who cares?
Yeah,
they're both wealthy.
Yeah, I know. And it went from $3 million down to $300,000.
But I would say, he's only suing for $300,000. I would say this... If you are a rich, famous person that is attempting to be exploited, this is how you react.
Yeah.
Right?
I'd be pretty pissed, too.
I'd be pissed, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sue your ass, because that's not what happened. So that is part and parcel with what you may think, why you may side with her, that this guy's full of crap. And if he is, sue his ass, because she can afford the bill.
Yeah. I do also enjoy that one of the main takeaways from this is that Gwyneth Paltrow has Jeffrey Dahmer glasses. That was popping up on my timeline as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. She is suing for $1.
Oh, just $1?
And attorney fees.
Okay.
Yeah, I misread that.
So she doesn't want any money. She just says, I want what it cost me to defend this stupid lawsuit.
Exactly.
Okay.
Which I think is great.
Well, that's better.
It's kind of like an F you to him, right? Like,
right.
Yeah. I like that.
I'll sue your ass.
But that's how this first came to my attention, was across my Twitter feed, were a bunch of photos of Gwyneth Paltrow wearing Dahmer glasses and everyone like ragging on her for it.
I have awesome Dahmer glasses news.
Really? Are they making a comeback?
Well, I've seen them.
Really?
I went to my last time I was in Kansas with my parents, which was last year. I rolled up to my dad's old glasses case.
Yeah, you had them.
I brought them home. He's like, I don't ever wear them. Take them. They're Dahmer glasses, and they actually have the same kind of prescription I have. I can wear. I'll bring them tomorrow. I'll wear them tomorrow. I'm gonna roll them. I mean, rock them.
Get a cosplay.
I'm
going to
rock
killer.
And roll.
Dude,
I'm going to cosplay as Jeffrey Dahmer.
I'll tell you what. We are living in the Matrix if those become like a fashion trend. Like if those become the in thing and the hipsters start wearing them. Then
I think they kind of already are. I think they're popular with like hot young hots.
Well, if you look at glasses, you don't have to do this because you. I mean, I had LASIK, but I have to wear like readers now as I get older. And if you look at glasses like retail.
Yeah, that's...
You will see that style.
Oh, my God.
It's a thing.
Do you have to have a blonde mustache to go with it? Like, who thinks that that's a good idea?
It's a bit.
The Dahmer glasses. I guess, man.
Anyway.
Hey, if those big red boots can be a fashion trend, then I guess the Dahmer glasses. I saw someone, by the way, wearing those for the very first time in public. I thought that was just a celebrity thing. No, man. I saw someone downtown Portland wearing the red boots. Threw me for a complete loop. Couldn't look away.
Well, I have a list here of Gwyneth Paltrow's most obnoxious quotes.
Yeah.
Would you like that?
Oh, absolutely.
You like that? Because she... Every time I see an interview with her or whatever, she seems delightful.
But maybe not so much.
But maybe not.
Well, she's rich.
She said some stuff over the years.
I can see that.
So we'll get to that next on The Fan. So we were talking about the Gwyneth Paltrow trial, and she seems to be a pretty pretentious bitch. Here are a few of her quotes. Us Weekly put this together. These are the most obnoxious quotes over the years of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Okay.
Did you know she said this? She said, quote, I don't really have drunk friends. My friends are kind of adult. They have a drink, but they hold their liquor. I think it's incredibly embarrassing when people are drunk. It just looks so ridiculous. I find it very degrading.
For God's sakes. All right, Gwyneth.
She said, I'd rather smoke crack than eat cheese from a tin.
What?
Yeah.
What was that provoked by, does it say?
Well, she thinks, you know how she's very healthy.
Well, yeah. Sure, but so crack isn't.
But it's. I think her point is it's more healthy than cheese from a tin.
Is she sure about that?
Really? So, like, what's... I'm trying to think of, like, what's a... What is a cheese tin? Like, you're talking...
Well,
like,
she's talking about, like...
Like, easy cheese? The squeeze
like
bottle?
Easy cheese,
love that
yeah.
stuff.
She says, she doubled down on her cheese comments in a Goop article later, saying, you know, crack might be extreme, but spray cheese is not my kind of party.
Well, is anyone really up for spray cheese? I feel like spray cheese is something that just, well, maybe this goes in hand if she doesn't get drunk. Because the only time you really should be eating spray cheese is when you're S-housed and you find some like Ritz and some spray cheese, then it's going to be amazing. But, I mean, come on.
She said, I would rather die than let my kid eat cup of soup.
Wow. All right. Well, that seems, again, a bit extreme. My kids love cup of noodle.
She said, I love the English way, which is not as capitalistic as it is in America. People don't talk about work and money. They talk about interesting things at dinner parties.
This from the rich person that benefited off our capitalist system. I do enjoy that one maybe more than the others because I love when people use the American system to make a lot of money and then proceed to crap all over the system that made them a bunch of money.
She says, even actresses that you really admire, like Reese Witherspoon, you think, another romantic comedy? You see her in something like Walk the Line and think, God, you're so great. And then you think, why is she doing these stupid romantic comedies? But of course, it's for money and status.
As opposed to Gwyneth Paltrow doing Iron Man 3? No? You're going to crap on romantic comedies, but you making Iron Man Part 12. All right.
Apple, you know, Apple is her kid.
Yeah. That's with Chris Martin, right?
Sure. She says, Apple says mummy instead of mommy. I don't mind that. I will if she starts saying basil and pasta the English way, as that really drives me nuts. God.
Yeah, maybe you need to rethink your delightful comments.
Right? She sounds like a bitch.
Yeah, maybe just a scooch there.
Oh, wow. Here's one. This from March of 2009. She said, I am who I am. I can't pretend to be somebody who makes $25,000 a year. God.
Wow. Gwyneth, my gal. Hate to do that. Holy crap. Well, I mean, I guess she's honest, right? I mean, do we give her some credit for that?
Yes.
I
always give honesty credit.
I mean, to be fair, while that does seem ridiculous and out of touch, she's probably right. How on earth are you, you know, when you're worth that kind of money, can you pretend that you're, I guess, because you can get the other way too, where like Will Smith's crappy kid, who's terrible. He's the one that's like, I own one shirt, or like he's got like, I have two pairs of pants. You're like, dude, get bent. Like you're worth, you're worth millions upon millions of dollars. So yeah, you may have one shirt, my man, but you've got $6 million sitting in a trust fund somewhere and you choose to have one shirt. Let's not act like you're like really struggling out there to spend the $11.99 on a Hanes beefy tee.
She says, we've got a wood burning. She goes, oh, dang it. Where'd it go? Oh, rats. She said something to the effect of, we've got a wood burning pizza oven in the garden.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wish I had a wood burning pizza. I don't have a garden, but if I had one, I'd like to have a wood burning pizza. Although if you had one of those, what are the chances that you'd ever make pizza in it?
In the garden?
I just feel like if you have a wood burning pizza,
my wife makes them all the time.
I feel like I would use that thing like once a year. Like I have to go outside into the garden to make pizza. And something tells me Gwyneth Paltrow is not going outside to like hand roll some pizza dough.
Well, her help will.
Well, there you go. I don't think she is, but you're right. The help. The one making $25,000 a year. She'll do it.
She said, I'll never forget it. I was starting to hike up the red rocks, and honestly, it was as if I heard the rocks say, you have the answers. You are a teacher. I thought I was having an auditory hallucination. My goodness.
Not if she doesn't mess with substances.
I had one of those at Red Rocks too, but it just turned out I took an S ton of mushrooms going to a Blues Traveler show. I heard the clips talking to me too, but it did not tell me that I was a healer in any shape or form, and I don't recommend it.
Told you to get a tattoo, right?
Yeah, that happened.
God, there's so many more of these. By the way, Jordan chimes in. He says, as someone who lives in a neighborhood surrounded by crackheads, I can confirm spray cheese significantly healthier in the long term.
Exactly. Given the choice between the two, take the spray cheese.
All right. Well, now I'm kind of rooting for Sanderson. I mean, I don't know.
Dr. Terry, let's go.
All right. That's it for us. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.